You are listening to ACPN.
Hello, Americans. It's Guy Hutchinson telling you about the limited edition Presidential Hutchbox. Order today and you get for just $29.95 a copy of my new book, Letters to the Hall of Presidents. You also get a vintage presidential figurine. You get a Ross Perot 1992 bumper sticker, a Drunk on Disney pin, a vintage William McKinley stereoscope, and a President Garfield sticker reminding you that he hated Mondays. You can get all this for just $29.95. Go to GuyHutchinson.com for details.
It's a shocker this week, gang. Hear Matt and Jason talk TV and movies and whatever else comes up. Sans John Galbo?
Welcome to a special edition of the Adventure Club Podcast. I'm Matt Neslanek, and I'm here tonight with...
Jason Chevron Chops, and...
No, that's it. It's just the two of us tonight.
What?
So, I believe John has a new recliner that he just couldn't be bothered to get out of this evening.
Tonight's episode brought to you by Verizon.
Yes, John's favorite company. Now, John is struggling with getting cable hooked up at his new place. I believe this has been an 8-day struggle with Verizon that is ongoing.
Feels like 2 weeks.
Well, that's, you know, yeah, it's about two weeks.
This is one of those things of adulthood is everybody has to deal with. I mean, and it's not like once in your life, this is every time, but everybody has to deal with a cable provider, an internet service, and going through this. This is like one of those doorways to adulthood or whatever you want to call it.
So it's your christening, your bar mitzvah,
baptism, Jewish, and flaming pink
baptism,
shit.
puberty, and then dealing with a cable company.
Yes. Oh, God. Okay. But it never ends. I mean, it's like I said, it's every time you move. Every time you try to transfer service or cancel service or start new service, it's a GD nightmare.
You know, I hate to say it, like Jen and I have been talking about moving into a bigger place, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. She's got a little over a year left of school here. Mm-hmm. And one of the main reasons I don't want to move for a year and then move again once she finishes school is I don't want to have to deal with the cable company twice.
Right.
Ugh. I haven't told her that. I have other excuses, but that's the main one. I don't want to have to. I've got Comcast. I have no other options in this area.
That's us too.
No, I literally have no other options in my area.
We do, but they're completely like incompetent and cannot provide the service that they promise. It's almost like a shell company or like a front. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they're probably run by Comcast and just like trained to be just terrorists of internet service because it's
the funny thing. There was another cable company in the area, Cox Cable. Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny. Okay, side note, my buddy used to install cable for him, so he was basically climbing poles for Cox.
Wow.
Was a little bit of a stretch there, but
well, I was thinking, do they bury the Cox line in your backyard?
No, it's up the pole. They don't have to run pipe for that.
No, there's no plumbing involved.
No laying pipe.
Mm.
No. But anyway, yeah, so Comcast and Cox in Virginia have an agreement that they won't be in each other's area.
Oh, my God.
So there is no competition.
Yeah, that's literally just anti-competition. Great.
Mm, man, I'm glad we're deregulating this even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be good for us.
These guys, they've been doing good on their own for a while now. It's just, let them out a little bit more leash. Yeah, that's a great idea. Oh my God.
Was that a little Bobcat Goldthwait there?
Oh yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, so it's just us tonight, and I say we start our conversation. What are you drinking tonight?
The usual. Nothing. Just
really?
Actually I had to go double fisted because it's so damn hot. But I think
we're talking about drinking still.
I think milk was a bad choice. Whoa. Oh. Callback to the Anchorman. Wow. Good joke. No, I've got Mountain Dew and Squirt with ice because I think it's like 90 degrees in my booth now.
Wait, what is Squirt?
You don't know what Squirt is?
What is Squirt? No. Is that an alcohol?
You literally don't know what Squirt is?
I don't know what Squirt is.
Holy shit. What
is
Squirt?
Is that like Sprite?
This...
Okay, come on.
Hi.
What?
This Squirt. Is weirder than John not being here. You don't know what Squirt is. Is this like an East Coast, West Coast thing now?
Oh, God. I just put it into Google and it brought up...
Oh, wow. No, you should say Squirt Soda. Boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Squirt.org. Find hot local gay or bi men and search for the best cruising spots on Squirt.org.
Wow.
Squirt Soda. Okay.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Holy shit.
Caffeine-free, grapefruit-flavored, carbonated soft drink. Created in Phoenix, Arizona.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Because it's never felt like a regional thing to me. Like, it doesn't come up. You know, it's like, but man.
I think it may be.
That's crazy.
Ooh, are you drinking Ruby Red Squirt?
I've had it, and it is delicious. But they're part of the Dr. Pepper group, and that's probably why. Because Dr. Pepper is actually a weird one. I remember talking to a soda vendor that, like, Coke carries Dr. Pepper in some areas, and Pepsi carries it in others. But it's, like, non-denominational, however you want to put it. It's weird. But, yeah, Squirt, man. It's great. It is. It's just, like, a grapefruit-flavored... But it's so much, it's always been better than like Sprite or anything else because it actually is like quenching.
I feel like you should mix some vodka with that.
Oh, I have. I drink this with Kraken and it's all diet.
Oh, that's what matters when you're drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm. It does. So much better.
Yeah. Speaking of sodas. So when it was early 90s, I guess for me, when Jolt Cola first came out.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? And that was the shit. It was like twice the caffeine, twice the sugar.
I never liked it though, because the caffeine like was actually like overpowering. It's got that bitter bite.
Yeah, I go for like 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. I love my caffeine. I don't anymore. Yeah. I'm trying to cut that back.
I like caffeine too, but not a mouthful of it. Not by the spoonful.
I thought it was overly sweet personally, but
oh wow. Yeah. Well, that's another thing. The blends could be different regionally too.
So that's something that doesn't really like, I don't even know if Jolt Cola is out anymore, but I feel like the energy drinks of today are 5 times stronger than Jolt ever was.
Absolutely. But I think some of them have like a really high caffeine content, but a lot of them do go with the other supplementals that do stuff. Like,
yeah,
I mean, that's kind of proven in my opinion that like those actually do something.
I don't know. I have a pre-workout powder I take about a half hour before I hit the gym that's got 300 milligrams of caffeine in it.
For sculpting?
Yeah, for my sculpting sessions. God, that sounded so pretentious.
Mm.
I need to go sculpt.
You need to take my pre-sculpting protein and then...
powder? So, yeah. But that shit, like, you take that, and then, like, 30 minutes later, you're just veins popping out and shit, you know. You look like Bane after the Venom.
Got the Bane vein going on.
Oh, yeah.
Bane vein on the main vein.
Oh, well.
Insane in the main frame, brain vein. Ah.
Next topic.
Still, what are you drinking? How about that?
So I have some Joseph Magnus bourbon this evening.
No Boylan's soda? No delicious, refreshing Boylan's soda on a hot day like this?
No, because the last two I have, I think, have caffeine in them, so I don't want them at 8 at night.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I don't always forget, but it is funny to realize that we're basically 12 hours apart on our schedules because I'm a vampire, and yeah. But, like, I just got up at 3:30, and you're going to bed, like, in an hour.
Yeah, pretty much. But, yeah, I get up at 4:30 tomorrow, you know, and then go sculpt.
Oh, snort my protein powder, and then I go sculpt.
Yes, wow. Exactly. It works that way.
Hit the pottery wheel.
I reenact that scene from Ghost every morning.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
It's me and Patrick Swayze.
You just walk up behind some other dude that's...
some guy who's curling on the bed, just yep. Walk up behind him.
Just here, let me help you with that. Oh, yeah.
You need a spot?
You're looking ripped, brah.
Towel.
Nah. Sick games, brah.
So I'm very specific when I go to the gym. Like, I don't like other people in my gym.
Right.
Which sucks when you have to go to a public gym.
Yeah.
So, like, at 5 a.m, there's 2 other people in the gym. And There's one other big guy. So I lift with him a lot, usually if I need a spot or something like that. I've known him for about 1 year and 6 months now, and I just learned his name last week.
Right. Yeah, sounds right.
And that's, I'm not there to talk or meet people.
Nope.
You know? So he's been a good workout buddy, but now that I know his name, I feel I need to find another gym.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, I know somebody here. I can't get that familiar.
That's like the restaurant thing. It's like when people start to recognize you at a restaurant, I get wigged out. Like, I don't like that. Like, I never want to have a bartender. Like, I don't want that for my service. Yeah, like, no. That tells me I'm doing something wrong. Not that I'm on the right track.
I don't know. The people at Joseph Magnus, the distillery, I go by there about once every other month on a Saturday afternoon, have a drink or two, see what their cocktail list is, and pick up a bottle.
Yeah, it's too
and
much
they
for
know me.
Me. No.
They know me.
I can't do it.
And, you know, they're not going to sit there and talk to me if I don't want to, because I usually have my leave me the fuck alone face on.
Yeah.
But they're nice, you know, and I don't know. It's almost too familiar.
I had that. We had a restaurant, a tap room in our hometown, and we went there all the damn time. And there was, like, the wait staff cycled fast enough that we never really had the same person more than a couple times, so nobody knew us. But there was a waitress there that knew me, and we had beef, like, when we were, like, 18.
What kind? Like, skirt steak or?
Tenderloin.
Ah.
No.
New York strip.
It was one of those, like, late teen drama situations where she came into, like, the bro circle and, like, plucked our buddy out, and he got all fucking twisted up in her drama, and, yeah, it was one of those things. But going in there as adults, like, it was fine, and she just never waited on us. Like, she somehow never got our table. That just weird. Weird how that works out. Out of, like, the 30 times we went there when she was there. So, yeah, that was one of those good little, hey.
Oh, that high school drama.
This is how to adult.
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah, it worked. But, yeah, I hate being there. And with, like, the places we go now, like, we go to the place out here called Edgefield that's, like, a big, huge, like, property where they have, like, multiple restaurants and little pub houses, and that's where they have the movie theater where we're going to go watch a movie this weekend. Something new that's coming out. No, nothing big.
Oh, wait. What's coming out this weekend?
It's some little weird indie film about people in costumes doing things. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. But yeah, like I said, I don't have that relationship with anybody there, so it's great. Like, we go in, we're complete pedestrians. I think the turnover is high enough that you don't see the same person more than, like, a couple of times, and they never build any kind of, like, recognition because there's a million people coming through the place. So
my problem is my size.
Yeah. 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 You
know, so I got my favorite Whole Foods I go to, and the beer guy knows me, and I got the, the Society Fair, which is this great gourmet deli / restaurant, which makes the best old fashioned I've ever had.
Ooh.
And 2 of the bartenders there know me. They, you know, they know Jen as well, but they see, hey, there's a walking tree. Oh, it's Matt.
Who's that monster man?
Yeah, usually when the sky blackens as the door opens, they know it's me walking in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, that'll
so,
do it.
You know, I can't really hide.
No.
I've come to that full conclusion.
Aww.
This late stage of my life.
Well, at least you've got, I don't know, it sounds rude as I noodle it, but you have, like, a good face for face blindness. Like, indescript. You know what I mean? Like, it's there's that big, tall white guy. Like,
well, he's definitely white.
Because you don't have signature features. You don't have, like, a thing. You don't have, like, a scar on your left eye or chops.
See, that's what I want, Locke from Lost.
Or if you always had the same sunglasses, something like that. Unless you want
that's
that.
Fair.
I don't know.
I do have the same sunglasses. Jen has told me I need to stop wearing the... I've got my wraparound Oakleys that I've had since I was in the Army, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have my full beard, they're like, you look like you're trying to be a contractor over in Iraq. I'm like, you know, fair enough. I even bought a pair that weren't the wraparound, that were a nice, like, dress-up designer pair of sunglasses. I just don't wear them.
No, you need the yellow range glasses.
I have those in my range kit.
Uh-huh.
But I don't wear those either, because those you're just looking for... I don't know. You just look like you want to look like a badass.
You want a protester to yell at you.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, man. I do live in D.C. or near D.C., so that is the place to yell at my protesters.
I live near Portland, and that's a good protest spot to you.
I thought that was more hippies.
Oh, hippies that protest. See.
I didn't know hippies protested.
And a lot of Antifa.
Antifa!
Antifa!
I feel like Antifa is just college students.
It is. It's just dickweeds that either there's a side to them that's like, yeah, you got a decent point, but then there's just a whole lot of, like, the 90% are just assholes that want to tear shit up and be dicks and
anarchist movement. Yeah.
Which that's
so
great.
They just change the colors of their bandanas and
or just
it, really.
Completely cover their faces so they can't be prosecuted, because that's brave.
Yeah, that's standing up for what you believe in by hiding behind something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we digress.
So back to this weekend. Yeah, that little, what is it? Avengers, the sequel to the Uma Thurman?
The Finite
McGregor.
War, I think.
The Finite War, yeah. And then we're going to get Sean Connery in there in his little bear suit again.
You know, I don't think he's doing so hot these days.
Oh, yeah.
When you stop
seeing him, it's probably because... bad things.
Well, actually, so we were in the Bahamas 2 years ago or a year and a half ago, and that's where I got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been engaged for a year and a half. Jesus. We should probably get married at some point.
What, guys. Guys.
I know.
Guys.
I know. Wait for her to get out of school. Anyway.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
What?
This cover. Whoa. Whoa.
Shut up, man. Anyway.
We're going to get married when she gets out of school.
God damn it.
What? Matt! Matt!
I'll be at her graduation.
Matt!
Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's legal.
Her parents gave approval.
Her parents approved it. Yes.
In West Virginia, that's all it takes. Anyway.
Yep.
So
Avengers Infinity War finally this weekend. Holy crap.
When are you seeing it?
I'm seeing it Sunday morning. So like 11 o'clock.
Awesome.
So by like 1 p.m. tickets. Sunday, we can talk about it.
We will be talking about it.
Yes.
I have tickets to see it tomorrow, opening night, at the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum IMAX, the full six-story IMAX.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I'm really, really
Man,
stoked.
I wonder, depending on like the time and what happens in July when I make my way out there, that would be an awesome thing. That depending on what we can end up arranging, maybe that's something to do.
Yeah.
See whatever movie is out in there, because that could be an experience.
They don't do... they did like the Harry Potter movies there. They did Gravity. I think they did Interstellar. So they kind of do a select choice of movies.
It's not just a theater, and they probably show like the Everest stuff too, right? Like,
yeah, no, they they did that.
The big IMAX movies.
Yeah, the Smithsonian, they've got IMAXs running every day.
Okay.
But they're always the, you know, science-based or natural history or all these things. And I love those, too.
Well, hopefully something's in the theater by then. I mean, it is. It's going to be middle of summer, so.
Something will be there. Jesus. Probably like Transformers 15.
I didn't even think about that. I'm going to be in Virginia in the middle of summer.
Oh, it's going to be, you're welcome to the swamp, man.
Oh, my God.
So you should expect about 95% humidity, about 102 degrees.
I'm not looking forward to it anymore.
I look at it as the way it's like being in a weight loss spa.
Yeah. Man.
You just sweat constantly.
Oh. So what are we thinking into this? reviews are coming in, and they're hot and heavy. They're saying it's everything.
I'm trying
want it to be.
Not to read anything reviewy spoilery. I want to go completely.
No. I'm just reading the tagline. Yeah.
I have seen thumbs up everywhere though.
Mm-hmm.
I am excited. I am very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think pretty much everyone is going to die except for Hawkeye.
Right. That's going to be the best thing. He's going to be standing on top of the pile of bodies at the end.
Yeah. Well, it depends. If they do it like they did in the comics, all those people will just disappear when Thanos does that with the Infinity Stones.
Well, this is supposed to be a two-part thing, right?
Yes.
This is Deathly Hallows. Deathly Hallows Part 1.
So there's a lot of elements they're not bringing over from the comic, like Lady Death and you know, his whole reason behind doing the Infinity Stones and stuff.
Oh, we'll talk about theory.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm excited. I think everyone's going to die, though.
What
and then we're
going
to start
is,
seeing the new younger heroes to replace them, second movie.
Yuck. What I'm hoping is that they actually use Scarlet Witch for her true potential of altering reality. And basically, Thanos gets to a certain point. Yeah, he's killing everybody. And maybe in the second movie, she finally has an awakening because her and Vision are a thing, right?
Oh, they're banging.
So he helps her understand that, oh no, you're using like 10% of your potential. And when he dies because he has the Infinity Stone, she finally like snaps and rages and Thanos bink into the neutral zone. Like, and that's where he meets death finally. So that's kind of like my little pocket theory of things that could happen that with my track record absolutely will not, but that's what I would like to see, I guess, because then she can bring Quicksilver back. She could bring everybody back that she wants. She can clear the table of anybody she doesn't want. And then you have the moral quandary of, is this really the right thing? So I don't know.
That is a good question.
Cause
and I guess
that.
We will see.
I mean,
yeah.
It's why not just they do a House of M in Avengers because they can.
And I think that's where, you know, maybe when they bring them all back, that's when we're going to get the younger event,
mm-hmm.
the younger new people.
Well, yeah, because you've already got, like, they've queued up Spider-Man for it.
Mm-hmm.
Where they had his, did they do that in the, where did they have that? Because there was something, there was like a, it was in the Spider-Man game, the trailer, I think, for that, where his little black buddy, like, that's pretty cool. I wish I could be Spider-Man. It's like, okay, yeah, we know you're going to be Spider-Man. Okay, bro. Like, it's like that heavy-handed hint.
Mm-hmm.
Because what was his name? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't follow Spider-Man. I finally watched Homecoming, and that was good. I liked that movie.
Homecoming is a great movie.
I liked it.
And it's funny. Jen didn't want to watch it because she was tired of Spider-Man movies after the last two Garfield ones.
Same here.
Which, you know, right on.
Yeah.
But she watched it on the plane when we were flying to Paris, and she's like, this is one of the better movies I've seen all year.
Yeah. No,
it really was.
It was good. It was well-balanced. Like, they had a lot of good humor, too, but it fit. Like, it was just great characters, well-acted.
Michael Keaton is amazing.
Yep. A great, like, another moral quandary, which was great.
I just love, I mean, again, on the acting, I love that the whole scene in the car with Peter Parker and Michael Keaton.
Yeah, that was.
And you could just see on his face as he's starting to realize who he's talking to. And he just played that so well.
So good. Yeah. No, that was good stuff. Good
and
movie.
Also, I think we should follow the trend. And I think Josh Brolin should just be in every movie this summer. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
That was the thing.
I'm such a man crush on him.
Oh, God, stop it.
I do. I'm sorry. He's a great actor.
The guy that plays the future Scorpion. You didn't watch the after credits thing, did you?
Future Scorpion? What are you talking about?
Oh, wow. In Spider-Man. In Spoderman.
Yeah, I did.
So the guy that plays the Scorpion.
Okay.
Nothing?
I'm not remembering this.
It's Vaz.
Vaz.
Voss or Vaz or whatever from Far Cry.
Oh, Michael Nando.
Yeah. Like, he's literally going to be the Scorpion. He's in the movie. He has like a couple cameo parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know he was going to be Scorpion.
Well, man, come on.
I don't remember.
He's at the end of the movie in prison. He's got a scorpion on his neck.
Oh, that's right. Where they walked by each other. Yeah. And they didn't say anything. Yeah. Okay. I do remember that.
And so it's the kind of theory on that is they're teeing up the Sinister Six.
Talked about doing that movie for a while.
Which they finally could, potentially, if Sony would just get out of the way.
And that brings us to Venom. Okay, I just want to preface this by saying I was the biggest Venom fan in the 90s.
Yeah.
I have the first appearance of the black suit in Secret Wars number 8. I have the first appearance of the black-suited Spider-Man in Amazing Spider-Man 256.
You mean the symbiote?
Symbiote. Yes. I have 298, 299, and 300, which is like first Eddie Brock, first Venom in Amazing Spider-Man 300.
Wow.
All the Lethal Protectors, all the Maximum Carnage. I still have that to this day.
That's good.
And I love Venom. Yeah. And this movie looks bad.
Right. This.
It looks really bad.
It looks like a better use of Venom than Spider-Man 3, but definitely, God, what was the, I had like an analogy that it looks like
claymation.
The CG is terrible so far, but this is
I'm hoping that 6 months out, they fix that.
Right. That could and should be addressed, but I'm wondering, damn it, what was it? Because it reminded me of another like movie series.
Roger Corman Fantastic Four?
Basically. Like it is. It's going to be one of those bastardizations where it is. It ends up just being like all these other just throwaway movies that just why? And God, the potential too.
Yeah, I know. One, you've got Tom Hardy's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just let him keep his British accent, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you're screwing up the story already. Like, why can't he just be from, like, yeah.
Some reporter from the UK, Eddie Brock, whatever.
Yeah. It even sounds British. It sounds like a British name.
His voiceover is horrible. His accent is bad.
Yeah.
And I know he's capable of better.
He sounds like Charlie Hunnam being an American.
Oh, God damn it. I hate Charlie Hunnam. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't bring me there.
Yeah. It's.
And we're there.
It's depressing. That was a disappointment. But you never know. It could still not be trash, but it could just
it's
be trash.
It's Sony, though. So it is my Sony. Faith isn't high.
No.
It's actually pretty low.
Sad.
Yeah, yeah. So also, speaking of movies, how do you feel about Solo?
Not good.
A stupid movie. A Star Wars movie.
Not looking forward to it.
I have not seen a single thing that's sold me on that yet.
No. It's just, it feels like Venom. Like, I don't buy the guy as Han Solo.
No, not at all. He can't act.
I'm in on, what's his face doing Lando though?
Donald Glover.
Donald Glover is Lando. Perfect.
Don
Glover, not Danny Glover.
No. He's
not even related, right?
I actually don't think so.
I don't think they are. Which is funny to be so close and so far. But yeah, like aside from him, like there's just nothing else. It's like, oh yeah, I dig it. Maybe the land speeder stuff. No, it's
and like Amelia Clarke. Now, she's good in her role on Game of Thrones, but she proved with like Terminator that she can't main
a role. Oh, that's right.
Role.
She was Sarah Connor.
Yeah. And I don't think she was good at it.
Yeah. I don't know. Linda Hamilton was a little rough too. She had the look.
Oh, I loved her. I don't know. I loved her.
Some of her acting was, well, I think her acting in 2 was better, but
yes,
but still.
Now, again, I haven't seen, well, you know, I'm looking at these through the eyes of like a 15-year-old in the 90s when I saw these for the first time.
No, watching it now, it's like, yeah, her acting is a little rough, but when you're next to Schwarzenegger, like, you're doing great. You're fine. Well,
yeah, you don't really, I mean, you could be a tree and you could out-act him.
Oh, geez.
Well, I mean, you know, he made a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he's ashamed of it or anything. No. He's not a great actor. He is large.
But again, he doesn't play Venom and try to make a weird Bronx-ish accent.
Oh God, it was, I can't even do an impression. It was just so bad.
It is. It's so weird because it's like you just, the biggest question is just what is it? What are you trying to, what? Like, yeah, what, it's so exactly. Distracting.
Just be British.
Right. And then, yeah, or, the scene, you know, that was the thing that really pissed me off in the trailer is that, oh, so not only did the symbiote just like appear, no, they're manufacturing it. They're like trying to like use it to do things like what? When did, how? Like that never happened.
Well, okay. In the trailer, it looked like it showed a part where there was a crashed ship.
Yeah.
And that's where they got it. And then, they were trying to manufacture it and test it on people.
Right. It's like, no.
Which, of course, that opens up the door for Carnage.
Yeah, but I thought Carnage was just another symbiote that, like, landed.
Well, yeah. It lands on, what is it, Cletus Cassidy, I think his name is?
Yeah, so not, it didn't
and
just,
he's
like.
He's like a serial killer, basically.
Yeah, but it wasn't manufactured. It. Like, it
no,
wasn't.
It was a part of Venom.
And this is where we start going down the Sony path again. Just like with the Garfield Spider-Man. Like, oh yeah, your dad was this crazy scientist and I knew him and here's all his stuff. Like, what?
Yeah. That was unnecessary.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, those are my big movie things. Avengers, all about it. Man. Solo, no thank you. Right. Venom, we'll see.
So,
I guess.
In the superhero vein still, I finally watched Wonder Woman last weekend.
Yes.
Eh. Like, that was...
That's it?
That felt like an unnecessary movie.
You like, think so?
I feel like I didn't see anything in that movie that hasn't already been done and better. It was weird.
My wife and I
were just bored. Because it's like the fight scenes were like a... off-brand 300, which was done 10 years ago. Like,
yeah, I thought they had some good humor in there, though.
There's some decent humor. I also...
And, I mean, let's be honest, Chris Pine is dreamy.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think I've hit, like...
Gal Gadot is quite dreamy as well.
I've hit peak Pine. I've seen enough of him because he's always the same. Like, he's always that same character. It's just the dashing adventure guy, like...
It's not Wet Hot American Summer. He was a little different.
It's not a bad thing, but it's just like, yeah, I could use somebody else. I mean, he's the leading man. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I enjoyed it. I thought...
Well, yeah, it wasn't a bad movie. It just like I
no,
said,
not
it,
at all.
It didn't excite me. It didn't slap me with anything new or crazy. Like the CG was bad in a lot of it. I mean it was just good.
I thought the end fight was so horrible though. That was the one thing that took me out of it.
I totally fell asleep.
Well, no, it's like, okay, your big bad guy is this doughy older British dude.
Right.
Really?
Real, yeah. That's
you know, not the big Russian general guy or the creepy faced lady.
No.
Just this old British guy with the pointy mustache.
Who was a werewolf. In Harry Potter.
Oh, yes.
It was him.
That was Remus.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep. He just didn't seem like a big bad to me.
Well, it would have been
God
better.
Of War. Or,
right. It would have been better if he, like, just completely transformed into someone else. Like, if...
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. If he transformed into Arnold Schwarzenegger, and then here comes the armor, it's like, oh, yeah, all in. But, yeah, just... Oh, you put
Come
his
on,
face...
Come on, Diana. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? Do it. Kill me. I'm right here.
And the God of War.
I am
Kill
the God
me.
Of War.
Oh, God. Or, oh, man.
I would pay money to watch that, though.
Right?
Even old Arnold.
That would have been so much better. Because, yeah, right? It's you put his face in the helmet. It's, yeah, I don't buy it.
It was just so anticlimactic to me. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy the movie, though.
That was no Red Skull moment.
No. Well, he's no Hugo Weaving.
No. Well, and that's the thing too. It's like, even from the trailers, it's like, oh, this is just Captain America. Like this,
kinda.
This is no different. This, oh,
speaking
fish,
of Hugo
out of
Weaving,
water.
Has he ever not played Hugo Weaving?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so.
No, every role he's been in, from like V, from Matrix.
God. Yeah.
Even the Lord of the Rings movies, he was always just Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, Transformers.
Wait, he was in Transformers movie?
He was in the first one. He was Megatron. First and second, maybe.
Hugo Weaving was?
Yeah, he did the voice of Megatron.
I don't remember that.
And then
I try to block out the Transformers movies, I think.
What's his face? The original voice actor from the animated series took over in the Extinction movie, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. After they like killed him and he was like reborn or whatever.
For the ninth time?
Yeah. Well, yeah, true. He's like
Yeah, no, it's like every movie. They start out with an unexpected, he's dead. Mm-hmm. No, he's back.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now fighting Transformers again.
That's what's going to be sad. That'll be sad if they do that with Avengers, like with Cap.
Oh, Cap's going to die, dude.
Cap and Iron Man, because that's been the whole thing with Downey. He's been wanting out for a while.
Same thing with Evans.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in the comics, Bucky took over for him for a while.
Well, yeah, and Falcon.
Yep, yeah.
Everybody's picked it up at some point.
I could see either of those guys at the Shield in the movies.
Didn't Captain Marvel, did she do it at one point? Oh, that might be.
No, I don't think so. She was always Captain Marvel.
Because I thought there was a female Cap at some point, too.
No, there's a female Thor.
There's a female Thor, yeah, but I don't know.
Female Iron Man.
I don't really.
Iron Woman, I guess.
I don't stick that close to him. Is that Pepper?
Is it still Iron Man?
Is Pepper?
No, it's a younger black lady took over.
Is Pepper ever gonna do what she does now that she's a half Mandarin?
No, she actually donned the armor a couple times in the comics.
Yeah, but now in the Marvel universe, she's
I don't know.
She's a Mandarin, and she hasn't done any of that since Iron Man 3.
Well, she kind of forgot how, you know?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I forgot how to make my body explode.
yeah.
Man.
But, yeah, so we'll see on that one.
Yeah. We also watched A Quiet Place. Not The Quiet Place, but that was a good one. That was stressful.
John Krasinski.
Yeah, it was good because it's one of those movies that could have been a short film. It could have been part of an anthology, but having been stretched into a full movie doesn't feel like it was stretched into a full movie.
So it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Somebody finally did it right. It was amazing.
All right.
Yeah. It was very enjoyable.
I've been wanting to see it, but I've got no friends in this area that are into horror.
Yeah. No. And I don't know. The theater experience is weird because, especially the one we went to, we knew full on that it was going to be this, but they serve food.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the first like 45 minutes of this movie are dead silent, except for some ambience and a little music. Mm-hmm. So
some Brian Eno playing in the background.
Yes. Cue the mouth breathing retards that sit next to us and the wife that's like digging in her bowl.
I need another beer here.
Disgusting.
When you start throwing things at them.
Well, and then look over at one point and, the husband is literally on his phone.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like, you just, like I said, though, we knew going in, it's going to be this kind of experience because people are animals and they just can't get their shit together. They showed up late, one.
Of course.
And even like next to us, there were some other people that showed up late and still ordered food. So now the people have to come serve them in the dark. Uh-huh. And I've got some tater tots. Is this yours? Could you pass it down there?
God damn it.
Yeah. So that was an experience. Yeah. But yeah, that's a good one. Definitely worth seeing.
All right. Changing the topic a little bit. Have you watched Westworld yet?
Whoa.
No.
We talked about that. I'm not going to watch we get to like the last couple weeks.
Why? I want to talk about it.
Because we don't have HBO, and I'm not going to pay for HBO because it's bullshit because we had it this last week, and I watched all these movies, and now there's nothing else on there that I want to see except Westworld, and that's only once a week. I'm not going to pay for that.
It's like 9 seasons of Curb. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. It's great, but I'm not going to watch it. And especially it's
Silicon Valley.
Nah.
I love that show. It gets the tech sector so right. Well, and it really does.
It's what's his face, Mike Judge. He nails everything. But no, I'm gonna wait. I'll get HBO Go like the last month of the season, whenever that ends up being, so we could catch up and then watch the last couple episodes. But so
I do HBO Go, and it's like $14 a month.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna do that in addition to Netflix, like, because that's where we're at until we. I've debated of like turning off the cable and then just getting like Netflix, Hulu, HBO Go or something and do it that way. Save $100.
That's where I'm at. But my big thing is one, hockey games, two, football games.
Mm-hmm.
I could cut the cord if it weren't for that.
Literally on the nail. That's us. Like we have it for NFL, period.
Yeah. And you know, NHL and for those who are cool and into hockey.
It's the surfing though. Losing that just gives us like horrid anxiety.
I feel like that would, same here. And I feel like that it would be something I would miss, but I feel like it would be good for me.
Oh yeah. It'd be much healthier.
Instead of like, hey, I've got an hour to kill. I'm just going to plop down and surf, you know, 400 channels, go for a walk.
Yeah. Maybe do something productive,
you know? Yeah.
Not just be a consumer, but I don't
know. Do an hour of crunches, whatever.
Oh God. Well, the thing that I hate too with Netflix, especially, and I don't know, the rest of them are probably the same. The browsing experience is horrid.
Yes.
It's so.
You have to kind of know what you want to.
You have to know what you want, but you also like have to sit in a dead quiet room and go through trailer after trailer after trailer of stuff that, like, if they would just put some, like, just decent background music, just a little, like, soft piano thing, like, anything?
Some Brian Eno.
Yeah, besides anything besides just dead silence, it kills me. And it's nice that they have the little trailers now for everything, but at the same time, that's you're going from dead silent to oh, it's a trailer. Watch this movie.
If you haven't watched it yet, I think you should fully go back and watch 4 seasons of Peaky Blinders.
Well, no, we will 4 seasons of Peaky. No.
Yep.
Did we
the
watch
the fourth one just came out?
Yeah, I think my wife did, and I ended up like being a pedestrian for most of it.
So Tom Hardy's great. What's his name? Cillian Murphy is great.
I liked the
everyone in that is great.
I really liked the Russian thread with the family and the daughter and the eggs. That was good stuff.
Everything about that show is great. It really is. Like I love his brother Arthur.
It's pretty enjoyable. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. No,
I highly recommend the show. Now, there were... Okay, so, you know, I had to turn on subtitles for some of it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And my buddy Gavin, Irish guy, he was like, I don't see what the problem is. I understood it all. I'm like, I don't... Shut up, Gavin.
Yeah.
Except, like, the one thing even he complained about, what's his name? Sam Neill doing a heavy North Irish accent.
He wasn't very good.
Oh, and he is Irish. But he's
really
went to live in Australia. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought he was Australian.
So he had to get his Irish accent back and it was bad.
Yeah. It was painful.
Yeah. I just stop, dude. Talk Aussie, whatever.
And I mean,
excellent show.
Absolutely. Well, that was good stuff. And Westworld, absolutely. Like that's the highest recommendation I can give for a TV series is watching season one.
I have so many questions about first episode of Westworld season two. You know, and even Westworld season one.
Mm-hmm.
What's the story of Westworld? Is it a love story? Is it a you know, is it a farm girl's awakening?
It's a cautionary tale.
Is it just following these people? Like what is the actual story?
I would say it's more of a collection of stories in a universe. It's a big anthology because it's like everybody's on their own path, doing their own thing, their own little side story, and they intersect, but that's it. Like, and they affect each other in different ways, but yeah, there's no like grand story to it. It's just like,
you don't think there is. I think there might be. I just don't know what it is yet.
There could be. There could be like a giant arc that we can't see yet, but at the same time, I wouldn't like dismiss it if it didn't have that.
This is the thing I'm trying to figure out as season two starts.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the protagonist?
Oh yeah, no, there's never, and they switch. That's a rotating thing, which is good. That's a good natural thing. It's nice to...
I feel like you want to invest in someone, though, and if they keep changing it up, well, you lose that.
That piece of crap show that none of us watch anymore, Walking Dead, is trying to do that shit right now, too. So
are they? I wouldn't know.
Which, I don't know. Like, I feel like a dick to spoil it, but I feel like the consensus is we're all kind of over it anyway. They just queued Maggie up to be, like, a turncoat down the road.
Well, she's basically a leader like Rick is in the comics.
Right. So now
of her own area.
So her twist is, I don't like the way Rick's been doing things, so we'll play along for now, and then when we get strong enough, we'll tell him where to stick it.
So I've a couple of the reviews I've read of this last season, because I still like to read the reviews and see, you know, am where I justified not watching it anymore?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, basically, Rick has just become the biggest asshole. He's killing everyone and is beyond redemption, basically.
Until,
but of course, they're going to try and make him, you know, he's still the protagonist, so you still have to root for him, even though he's doing all the horrible things in the world.
Well, no, he did all those horrible things, and then he didn't, like in the last scene of the series.
Yeah.
So he had his come around already. His
after
character
a season
arc.
Of doing all the horrible
stuff. Yeah, I'm done doing horrible stuff now, guys. I'm back. I'm nice.
I told
Rick
those
again.
Guys if they surrendered, I wouldn't kill them, but I killed them anyway. But I'm a good guy.
Well, because he got called out on it, and then he did. He had like his little.
That show needs to end.
Yeah, I'm over it. I
could never get. I went through one season of Fear the Walking Dead, the first season.
Oh.
And I hated it. So, I hated every character in that show.
What you need to do, though, because this is like what I feel is the ideal example of what these shows should be and will never be, is the season premiere of Fear the Walking Dead for this season, where Morgan crosses over.
Okay.
Actually good, because the way it's done, the way the episode plays out, the things that happen, the way everything works is how the show should be, how either one of these shows could be, and they just refuse not to.
Huh.
Because it was actually fun to watch. There's actually,
see,
like,
I can't though, because I would have to go back and watch season two and season three to know where things are.
No,
so at
that's
this
what
point,
I'm saying no you don't,
it's dead to me.
It's the a complete standalone. It's there's nothing in it that you need to know, just show,
you know,
up,
I mean,
watch it. No, that you're being OCD.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I can't.
You don't need to have anything besides just knowing who Morgan is, basically, because we haven't watched anything since the first season of Fear either. So, yeah. Right. No, it's great. But like I said, watch it with an open mind and you'll see that, oh, well, there is potential here and it's completely squandered.
All right. Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the Halloween trailer, but nothing has been released on that yet.
So keep an eye out for the Halloween trailer.
Yes. So they unmasked the first trailer at CinemaCon, I guess, today. That's not out in the public yet. So I'm excited, because all the reviews said it was fucking scary, which is what I want.
Oh. Yes. The movie itself or just the trailer?
Yes. Uh-huh. The movie itself looks scary as hell. I mean, it's Danny McBride behind it as well.
Oh,
which
good.
I feel like can be a good thing.
Yeah, because he's got, I mean, experience, number one. He's been in a lot of different movies and a lot of different genres. It's funny, because I did have Alien Covenant on the list of movies I watched this last weekend, and there he is. So he's in a horror movie, more or less, but then he's got This is the End, I think, which had a lot of those elements, but... What I would foresee from him then is like a good, serious, gritty, not Rob Zombie horror movie with a good sense of humor as well.
A little bit of comedy relief.
With like, but much more subdued, because we had LL Cool J in H2O, right?
Oh, God. That's right.
So
Busta Rhymes.
It could go really far in a bad direction, but I think, like I said, he's got enough experience in world sense to do better.
Speaking of Danny McBride, little aside here, as we are, you know, friend of the show Carson Mell,
oh,
I guess Tarantula was canceled, sadly, which actually has me sad. I really enjoyed that show.
Yeah. No more Tarantula.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, it's on the, was it the
TBS?
TBS app.
Mm-hmm.
Tarantula. It's one season out there. It's worth watching.
Yeah. If you like anything on Adult Swim, any kind of like the irreverent.
It had that feel to it.
Stoner comedy.
Yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm.
So RIP Tarantula. That was a good show.
Oh, geez.
Speaking of shows, Legion.
Legion. I still got to watch Monday's episode now.
Okay. You didn't watch the latest one yet?
Nope.
What do you think of this season?
It's great. It's just the typical mind fuckery that we love.
I love the fact that this is a show I have to actually watch. This isn't one I can have on and play with my phone.
No.
Or play with myself or, you know, anything.
And you don't want to.
No. You have to pay attention.
It sucks you in.
And I love that about it.
I love that it pisses my wife off to no end. Like, she hates it because it's so cerebral. Like,
I love that, though.
It's like, no, yeah, I don't want to have to think about this as I watch it. Like, oh, well, that's what it's for. Like that.
Also, the actor they got to play Farouk is amazing.
Oh, yeah. That was
He's
great.
Like perfect.
Yep.
Thank God. I don't know who he is or where he came from, but the dude's perfect for that role.
Absolutely.
So, yeah,
hopefully he is like a... like some kind of like Turkish actor or something. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I was wondering. If maybe he was, because he was speaking French for some of that, wasn't he?
So he's you want a candidate for the most interesting man in the world. This guy,
right?
Dos Equis, get your shit together. He may not be Mexican, but hey.
Well, the other guy wasn't Mexican. The guy who played the original most interesting man was an older Jewish gentleman.
Oh God.
It's like Jonathan Goldsmith or something like that.
That's kind of racist.
No, what, me?
No, that they would cast a Jewish guy to play a synthetic Mexican. Like
they just gave him a bit of an accent.
No, it's de dos queis, amigos.
He was an older Jewish gentleman. Oh. I mean, he still is. He's not dead. I just
stay thirsty, me amigos.
Stay thirsty, my friends. So yes, Farouk, great casting, and I love the show.
Yes, it's great. It's what? Oh God, so many questions because I don't even understand what the freaking floating fingers are. What is this? What alternate dimension? I think that's what it is. Is that's one of those like little like post-it notes to say question reality? Because
not the same.
Yes, nothing here is quite right ever. So don't get too attached to anything, but yeah, this one, I mean, there's so many layers, there's so much shit going on, there's it's great.
Yes, love it, love it.
We'll see when Lindelof gets involved, though.
No, God, no. Damon Lindelof and Charlie Hunnam starring.
Keep him away.
Oh God,
man.
This is what nightmares are made of,
man. One of the things I see on your notes is it time to buy a PS4 because of God of War?
Okay, so a couple things here.
Yeah.
Couple things. Now, I have not owned a PS since PS1.
Idiot.
I have never played the Colossus games.
Loser.
And I've always wanted to. So now those have been re-released, like Shadow of Colossus and, was it Ico?
Mm-hmm.
They were both re-released and updated on the PS4, right?
Re-released. Ico, right. No. Ico, that was a PS3 Colossus update, but yeah, Shadow of the Colossus got a full like remake for PS4.
And God of War 4. Can you get the first three God of Wars on PS4 as well?
I believe there is.
So I feel like that's a reason to buy one.
Let's see. God of War Collection... PS4.
Because I heard those were some of the best games out there. Just like ridiculous fun.
Yeah, there's God of War 3 remastered for PS4. So no.
Not 1 and 2?
No, not 1 and 2. Just on PS3. That's where they had the collection. And the PS4s are not backwards compatible at all. But you've got PlayStation Now that you could sign up for and stream whatever games.
Oh, well, that works.
Yeah, because that's...
So yeah, that's something that made me think maybe it's time to buy like a PS4 Pro or whatever.
Well, yeah, you could buy a Pro. I would never.
Why not?
I don't have an Ultra HD TV.
Oh, neither do I.
No,
well, I guess that wouldn't be worth it then.
No, yeah, no. If you don't have 4K, don't bother. It's not worth it. The no. performance boost that you get is negligible because it doesn't apply to frame rate in most anything.
So it's like the XBone 1X, X1 or whatever. Same mm-hmm. thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Which, it's up to the developers what they want to do with it. If they want to make it look pretty in still images, they can do that. But if, like, there's a couple out there that actually go after frame rate and they're God's children.
Mm-hmm. God bless them.
God bless their
FPS
hearts.
For life.
Yes, please. At a mm-hmm. minimum. How are we yep. still, how is the minimum still 30 frames? Get bent.
Fucking consolers.
Like, if you could at least get 40 or 50, I mean, yeah, you don't need, in air quotes, 60, but God damn, if you could at least set a higher minimum standard, please.
I remember, you know, Sony and Microsoft both telling us, well, the human eye can't detect over 30. You're full of shit.
Yep.
Because it can.
It can.
So
it can
yeah.
see the difference. It may not be able to absorb and digest all 60 frames, but you can see a marked difference between them. Like,
I don't know about you. I can absorb and digest 69.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow.
No, sorry. Yeah, that was bad. I apologize for that one.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
I am. So, yeah. So, I thought about it and I may get one. I don't know. I feel like I have another bunch of purchases. I'm still waiting for graphics cards to come down from stupid price.
Right. Yeah, I would say, get a used one. Go down to GameStop, get a used PS4 just to play the few handful of games that you're really sprung on, and then you could do whatever with it. Take it back, sell it on eBay. Like, yeah, if it's not your cup of tea. But then, too, yeah, you get the PlayStation Now, and you could go through all the back catalog of stuff that, like I said, mm-hmm. I think there's mostly PS3 titles on there.
Okay.
But yeah,
I may do that.
I was a beta tester for PlayStation Now, but I didn't subscribe to it once it was like out. But it is, yeah.
I'm
PS4
still in the beta
and PS3
test for Xbox. Oddly enough,
you what?
From when I worked, I'm still in the beta test for Xbox.
Oh.
So like, I get all the beta
firmwares.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Just from when I worked there, I was signed up for it, and they never removed me from it.
Man,
oh
yeah. With the PS Now, they've got a 7-day free trial. But I don't remember. Yeah, God of War 3 Remastered's on there. They're advertising that. But it is like, I mean, almost every game that you could ever want to play.
Okay.
Okay, it's $20 a month. So yeah. It's expensive. But
ain't
again,
cheap.
It's a limited time thing for you. Like, you're going to play a few games. There's a handful that you're probably going to want to dig out. But you can get 3 months for $45, so you can save money. But it is pensive. But yeah, definitely do it. Why not?
Well,
if you got the free capital, if you got the free capital throw around, fudge it.
That's what we got to figure out.
Because what, you could probably get one for $200 to $300, if they're even that much. I think brand new ones are like $300.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't priced one out in a long time.
GameStop, let's see, not advertising for them, but you know.
Used, well, let's see what PlayStation PS4. 4. So
PS4 Pro
4.
Is 380 refurb.
I ain't bad.
A 500 gigabyte, just a regular, is $259.99.
That ain't too bad.
No.
Hmm. I'll have to think about that. Anyway.
So, yeah.
Anything else you want to cover there, Jason?
I don't know. I think we hit most of our things. It's just a lot of movies and TV crap to be watching.
So you recently watched Fantastic Beasts and Where to Wear Them?
Yeah.
Fantastic Beasts.
I'm still not a fan of that movie.
You didn't like Fantastic Beasts?
Didn't like it when it came out. Still don't like it now.
Is it because of Johnny Depp and all his?
No, it's because it's 100% CG.
Well, yes, but pretty much all the Harry Potter movies were.
No. No, they absolutely were not.
Kinda.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, kinda. When's the last time you watched any of them?
I have the full collection on Blu-ray, and I think I watched them in the last 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a closet dick thing to say.
Ha!
No, the originals at least had like a lot of real sets, and watching Fantastic Beasts, 100%, nothing is real. There's like, yeah,
okay,
in Harry Potter, everything was doctored. Everything had layers and stuff, but no, they did a lot of practical filming at least, where this was just all green screen, like the entire freaking movie. But also, this was the first time we've watched them on TV because Freeform, the ABC Family Channel, whatever you want to call it, is dead. It is like dying on the vine because they lost their Harry Potter license. So all the movies now went to HBO, and now there's no reason to watch Freeform anymore. Like, it's incredible. And they're showing, I think that the channel is going to change formats because they're showing stuff that they never would have before. But it's not a highly recommended channel anyway, so don't worry about missing out on that.
I wasn't worried.
Are you typing an email? What the hell's going on there? Jeez.
No. I was looking up something. But it doesn't matter now. Why? I'm sorry. I have a large, loudly mechanical keyboard.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to talk about one of both of our favorite, most talented actresses, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Megan Fox. I don't know if you've seen the latest about her, because I always kind of wonder what the hell happened to her. Not that she was a good actress. She just was kind of hot in Transformers movies, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So she is heading to Mysteries and Myths series for Travel Channel.
What?
Yes. I feel like that just deserves a mention for the what the hell aspect of it.
That sucks.
So she is now, a four episode hour long series starring Megan Fox. Yeah, who travels and goes to the Mysteries and Myths areas.
What a freaking waste. That is just, that screams desperate.
Or I need money.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, both sides, it's what are you thinking? This doesn't make any goddamn sense. And where's the co-host? Why isn't it, throw Megan Fox with what's his face, Dan, the spelunker that used to do those.
No, Dean Cain.
No, not Dean Cain. Sorry. Absolutely not.
Bear Grylls.
Epic personal journey across the globe where archaeologists and experts will re-examine history, asking tough questions and challenging the conventional wisdom that has existed for centuries. Oh my God. No.
Other productions include Hunting Hitler, Booze Traveler, and Shot in the Dark, City of Secrets, and Hard to Kill for Discovery Channel.
Ugh.
Wow. Yeah, she's kind of fallen pretty far. I just thought that was pretty amazing, and I wanted to read that one.
That is bonkers. Use promo code bonkers on that one.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
I think that's all I have.
That's a wrap, kiddos.
Unless you want to talk about Allison Mack from Smallville.
That's pretty funny. I love that it's getting real.
I am so confused by all of this.
I think it's highly believable, and if they have enough evidence to arrest her on it, I think we're onto something.
Again, this is the area that Scientology thrives in as well, so...
Except for the sex cult and human slavery, like sex slavery, like, I don't know if it ever goes that far.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard some pretty crazy tales out of Scientology of them, like, kidnapping and locking people away and shit.
Yeah, but it's the non-sexual stuff.
So it's not sex slavery, it's just slavery.
It's what is
or
it?
Kidnapping.
I'm not trying to like dismiss or like
brainwashing.
It's brainwashing, it's control, but it's all monetary. That's
yes,
it. It all comes 100%. Down to money. It's like, no, we want your money, and it's like that's their bottom line, which is good. I'm glad it's only that dirty. Like there's never been any like even the stuff, because I listened to, and it's highly recommended, that last podcast on the left did a deep dive on what's-his-face that founded it.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. And it's like, yeah, even like the worst, weirdest shit, pales in comparison to any of the other cults that have come and gone. Like even the Rajneeshis out here in Oregon were worse than Scientology has ever been. Like, so yeah, that's they're a bunch of assholes, weirdos, control freaks, and that's kind of it. So I mean, yeah. Unfortunately, I would love to pin them to the cross just like any of the other assholes out there, but this Allison Mack one, this sounds a lot more shitty. And
so a couple of weeks ago, we had Awesome Con in DC, and I guess Tom Wells was there.
Mm-hmm.
And my buddy and I were just like, I want to go ask him about Allison Mack.
Oh no.
Should I? He's like, dude, he will punch you.
Yes. He will punch you in your closet dick.
Yeah. You know, might be worth it, but.
Yeah. But at the same time, now you're known for something.
I don't want to ruin that like that. No.
Yeah. No, that would be funny though.
You know, because if I ever make it in Hollywood or something like that, and I work with him, he'll be like, "Oh, you're that guy."
Oh yeah, because by then he'll be some kind of producer or something, and be like, "Oh, not that piece of shit."
Yeah, he's a casting agent or you know, or director or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, boy. For me, I am Jason Chevron Chops. You can find my stuff at wagpodcast.com, wagpodcast.com. That's the Well-Adjusted Gamer Podcast. We talk about video games, not exclusively nerdy stuff. A lot of the same stuff we talk about here, actually. But it's my show.
It's his show.
And then on the ACPN network at the AC, what is it? ACPnet.net or the ACPN.com. All those crazy, amazing shows like this one, The Adventure Club. We've got what else was on there? Childhood Remastered.
Drunk on Disney.
Drunk on Disney.
Pruner TV, I believe.
I just went back and listened to Jim's recommendation, his episode of Movie Brain Rot.
Yes.
That one about the guy that does suit acting, who's been the gorilla in everything lately.
Oh, Jim's always got some really good stuff.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was a good one. But yeah, there's all kinds of cool stuff to check out over there. Matt, where are you at?
I'm in my condo right now. Mm. Is that not what you meant?
No, not at all.
No, I am I am on Twitter at Big Matt Nast or Big Matty Nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Instagram, but it's only my
dick pics.
Cat? No, it's only my cat's
pussy pics
on there. So, no, well, technically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I am to be found on the Adventure Club podcast on
ACPN. Wait.
And our URL is
acpnet.net.
That's where you can find me, Jason, and normally John, sometimes Jim, and a few other people.
Poor John.
And occasionally Guy Hutchinson.
John's enjoying his recliner and his Ultra HD TV and no cable.
I feel like we're not going to hear from him because he's in the most comfortable recliner in the world watching the most beautiful TV in the world right now.
Mm.
And we might not hear from him for a few weeks.
He's covered in CBD oil and just melting away from the world.
You know what? I'm kind of jealous.
Right?
Yeah, I really am.
Mm.
So that's it for me tonight.
That's it, kids. We'll talk again soon. Have a good night. I don't know. Is there a closer on the show?
I think there is.
I think John says something. So
John handles that.
Whatever John would typically say at the end of an episode.
We're just going to go with that. take care and go with Christ, folks. Go with Christ.
Harry Carey. Yeah.
Wait, is that it? Did I get it? Hey, good evening, America. This is John. Sorry I couldn't be with you guys this week. Unfortunately, I am without internet because of a certain company that'll from here on out remain nameless. As these fine gentlemen may have just told you, you can go to our website at acpnet.net and get all kinds of cool programs and what have you. Also check out our t-shirt of the episode because it's going to be an interesting one that ties in with the bane of my existence basically. But until next week, which I will definitely be back for, what is it that I say?
$10 was...
Wait, no!
fine. $10 was...
Hi, I'm Angry Man.
And I'm Gidget Von LaRue, and we have an 80s movie podcast called the Retro Cinema Podcast.
We talk and give trivia, well, just a little bit of trivia, on 80s movies that we both watched back in the 80s.
We cover all genres, including comedy, horror, drama, fantasy, musical, animation, action, and even film noir.
Yeah, we cover them all. So you can find us at theretrocinema.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Klopak, is that Slavic?
No!
Give us a listen.
This is Sean.
And Chris.
From the Childhood Remastered podcast, where we look back on the cartoons, TV shows, and movies of our youth to see if they're still worth a damn.
Or not.
Or not, which is far too often the case.
You can check us out at childhoodremastered.com to listen to all of our old episodes, request a show for us to cover, or to just say hello.